Still in her right mind, the guy's driving a taxi on Christmas Eve if they didn't have to. You're listening to him. I tell you, he's here and now. You see if that old taxi out there could talk tonight? I could read a book tomorrow. No messing. No escape, is there? Here, split that between you.
Merry Christmas. Thank you, mister.
Thanks, mister. Merry Christmas.
Thanks, mister.
Footy2 here, ready for action, and a very Merry Christmas to one and all. Ho, 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 and all that. Now, what have you for me, Myrtle? Love of my life. 3 Aldergrove airports and a couple of Dublin shoppers that missed the 6 o'clock train, yes?
42, will you go to the Butchers on the corner of Sandy Row and pick up a Mr. Dunn going to Finnecke?
Dunn? On my way. Butchers? That'll be the start of the turkeys.
We present Christmas Eve Can Kill You by Mary Jones.
Winter is baking, snow is brushing through the wild trees. I stuck my hands down deep inside my coat. I think of years ago and I've remembered Christmas trees and faces that still warm me with their glow. The cold in this evening hangs around me like a ghost. I listen to my footsteps in the snow. The sound of one man walking through the snow can break your heart. But stopping doesn't help, so on I'll go. Christmas Eve can kill you when you're trying to hitch a ride to anywhere.
I know boys in this game. If you give them a choice on a Christmas Eve of being a taxi driver or a turkey, they'd have to think about it. It's like, instead of watching a soap where people are acting out real life, this is real life acting out a soap.
Suckers, make you back to that. Merry Christmas, and don't forget your giblets and a trusty. There, it's great to snuff them for you while you wait. You couldn't get
fish or not. Done.
Nah, sure, it hasn't even been cut the oven yet.
I hate comedians. I would rather have a drunk throwing up on the back than a bloody comedian.
Where to?
Finnecke. You know, Finnecke, I'm leaving this big bird home.
Oh, it's very funny.
Lighten up, mate, it's Christmas!
Refusing to cooperate with this kind of comedian doesn't make a hoot of difference. Total out and out insensitivity.
Yeah, me and my wife have a very open relationship. She lets me bring other birds home.
I don't find this funny. I'm an active animal rights campaigner, you know.
For Jesus' sake, it's only an old turkey. Here, I tell you what. Let me off at the four-in-hand pub here and I'll have a wee halfing before I go home. If I go the whole hog to Finnecke with you, I'd need antidepressants.
Four-in-hand. 180, please.
Oh, I don't care. Here, I hope you let me in with her. She's underage.
You don't give up, do you?
Oh, Merry Christmas, mate. Look, son, I know you'd rather be sitting at home with your old feet up, watching the missus stuff the old bird, but sure you're not. You're here. So for Jesus' sake, cheer up and give your face a joyride. It's Christmas.
Done. No, it's not even in the oven. Aye, very good. Still, I wouldn't let him know that. See, the thing with comedians is you have to let them work for their laughs. You laugh at the first joke and you'll have bloody turkey jokes coming out of your ears. You set a precedent and you're obliged. Know what I mean?
42, have you dropped?
I hope so. I'm over 21.
What?
Myrtle could teach a comedian a thing or two.
Yes, Myrtle, I'm all ears.
Will you go to the corner for a seat street for a Miss O'Kane?
On my way.
Hi, Davey. Do you think the British Army have a personal vendetta against those taxi drivers?
Hello. Bloody roadblocks of Christmas Eve. Where's the Christmas spirit? Do you know there's nobody out trading on Christmas Eve except my dogs like us?
Now, these wee lads should be at home writing their notes to Daddy Christmas instead of running around a foreign country with guns on a Christmas Eve. Mad, isn't it? Aha. Now, what have I just said? Half of the people in this country would say, what, foreign country? Then we soldiers have every right to be here annoying you taxi drivers on a Christmas Eve. And the other half would say, why don't you just get back to your own country? No wonder these kids are confused. Still, it's Christmas, and no time for politics. Only a lot of years ago, they were wee bucks dressed up as soldiers with toy guns. Now, look at them.
See your license, sir.
There you go. Not get home for Christmas?
Afraid not.
Too bad.
Well, I haven't been here long.
Oh?
In fact, I've just arrived, well, about 2 weeks. I got word just before.
Listen, I have a fur waiting on me, mate.
Some of the other lads, the married ones, like, they got home, but... Well,
there you go. Listen, can I have my license back?
People think I picked the short straw, but I had no choice, because me girlfriend and me...
No, you're not scared coming here.
No, Catholics are Protestants, mate. It's the bloody fiends.
Oh, aye, there's a lot of them knocking about. Listen, can I get moving? Time's money on Christmas Eve.
Here, mate. Can you get any pot cheap? Only a couple of the lads what left, they say one of your lads got him some. It's great stuff right here.
I'll do my best. I know a mate who knows that fella whose brother knows a weird blind woman with a still.
Oh, I'd appreciate that, mate.
All right, I'll be back later. Oh, here. I hope you don't run into no fiends.
Don't worry. I'm ready for the bastards.
Standing in jungle camouflage gear in the middle of Belfast, not even a parking site, let alone a jungle. It'd be funny if it wasn't so crazy.
42 here, Myrtle. Will you ask 37 if he'd get his brother to get me a bottle of that teething mixture?
You have no kids, 42.
Ah, the old wisdom teeth is at me. Tell him I'll pick it up at the depot.
42, Miss O'Kane is still waiting at the corner of Rosie Street.
All right, I'm on my way.
Christmas Eve can kill you when you're trying to hitch a ride to anywhere. The idea of dreams all that keeps me on
my feet. Miss O'Kane, where to?
Well, nowhere really.
Nowhere, did you say?
Well, I want to go somewhere, but I don't want you to leave me there, if you understand. I want you to bring me back here.
Now, let me get this straight. You want me to take you somewhere where you don't want to go just so as I can leave you back here?
Look, I want you to take me to a house just up the road and just sit outside for a while and then bring me back.
You're the boss. So, how long do you want to sit outside this particular house, love? Because time is money and it is Christmas.
Don't tell me it's Christmas. I know it's Christmas. Only too well do I know it's Christmas. Bloody, rotten, stinking, smelly, miserable, cursed, friggin' Christmas.
You got a bit of a problem with your Yuletide, love?
You better bloody like to do. Stop. Stop here. Just here. That door. Just wait here for a while.
Any reason?
I just want to see it. I want to transport myself right into the middle of her nice little happy Christmas tree lit log burning in the fire rotten bitch's home.
Oh, dear.
I love him, mister. I swear to God. I love him like... it's like to know one that sometimes really gives you pain when you think about it, do you understand? I can never see him at Christmas, or New Year, or Easter, or Sundays. He has to go home to her. He wants me, but that bitch won't let him go. I hate her. I stick pins in her effigy every night. He says he loves me, but it's too difficult to get away from that car he lives with. Why won't you just let him go to me? Why?
Could be she doesn't know about you.
She must know he's somebody else. She's too scared to admit it, wants to trap him. If she would just let him go, he would be happy. That's all I want for him, to be happy. And he's sitting in there, wishing he was with me and me with him. But if we both really concentrate very hard, my presence will be in the room with him and he will be in this taxi with me.
Very dodgy.
Keep your head down. Those carol singers are at the door. I don't want him to see me if he opens it.
Why should I hide? He doesn't know me.
I'll crouch down and you tell me who opens the door. Is it him, is it?
Yes. Well, it's him and her.
Sweetheart, listen. Isn't that lovely? I love Christmas. Give me a hug, it's cold.
I love it too.
And me? Do you love me too?
Don't be daft.
What are they doing?
Well, they're just standing there.
Can I peek?
No, don't.
I want to see him just to peek.
Don't.
Oh, God! He's wrapped around her this morning! I love you too. Stars. Christmas brings out the old romantic in me.
You go in. I'll go and close the front gate. Oh, my God. It's Julie.
Drive, will you?
He has been. He's waving.
Just drive, will you?
It's all right. He's walking back up the path. He's away.
Bastard. That's him. Look at that bastard. Stop that taxi.
Now, you know that is not wise.
Stop it or I'll jump out while it's moving. I'm warning you. Wait, because you might have to take a patient to the hospital.
I don't, love. You'll only make a fool of yourself.
What difference would that make? I couldn't be any bigger of a fool than that rotten, stinking, evil, swine-faced toe-rag has already made me. Let me at the get and I'll kill him.
Now, love, don't spoil Christmas for them.
Don't spoil Christmas? What about mine?
You'll regret it.
I'm going to knock on that door and I'm going to say, right, you cow face, is it me or her?
I wouldn't if I were you.
He has to decide.
Don't do it. I'm warning you.
Why? What's it to you?
Because I have seen this episode and he is not going to pick you. That is my instinct.
He said he loved me.
Sometimes I have to say I'm embarrassed by my own sex.
Was he lying? Is that what you're saying?
No, he wasn't lying, I'm sure, but...
But what? If you love somebody and you tell them you love them, then where does the butt come into it?
But he might love his wife too. And his kids. And his nice house. And his job. And his car.
And his bit on the side, is that it? Are you calling me a whore, you bastard?
What?
I would just don't bother your nosy arse. Just take me home and keep your rotten, stinking, smelly, interfering nerve out of my business.
Home. I write. Very sensible.
I'm going to get our Damien and all his mates to knock his brains down his throat.
Aye, well, that'll teach him a lesson.
And if you call me a whore once more, I'll get our Damien to wrap this taxi round your neck.
Poor kid. Still, it's just another scene in life's great soap makers, so don't take sides. I wonder what size our Damien is.
Here, you've got a lot of traffic building up. story is true, and a couple of minor accidents to about to happen as we go. We wouldn't want it to be so, are
any luck with the old hooch, mate?
It's under control. I'll let you know when the eagle has landed.
There's a problem, mate.
None of your effing business, is it?
Don't mind her. She's a bit distressed.
Why don't you go home where you belong and leave us alone?
She's not at herself. Ignore her.
Oh, that's trouble. What do you expect? You've been ignoring us for centuries.
Oh, Jesus. No, no, no way. Not politics when Christmas only a couple of hours away. No, I can't hack it.
I'll see you later, miss.
Sorry about that, mister. I'm sure all you want to do is get home to your wife and kids, not have to listen to all of this.
Nah, don't worry, love. Oh, and here, tell your Damon I was asking for him. 42 here, Myrtle, dropped at the corner of Woolsey Street.
Will you pick up a Mr. Daniel DeMonte at Aldergrove Airport? You'll be at the set down. It's a BBC account. And bring him to the Botanic Guest House.
Rock and roll. The airport on Christmas Eve. Yes, God is good.
With Mr. Van Heusen, passenger recently arrived from Amsterdam. Please contact information.
DeMonte!
There is no tea.
Actually, there's any gods in Mount Guinness.
It's just DeMont. The E is silent.
Aye, dead on.
I'm going to the Boutonic Gift House.
BBC, is it? You must be, let me guess, an actor.
Yes, I am.
That's not very civil of them bringing you over here for Christmas.
We start filming next week.
Next week? And you come over here for Christmas? And you know nobody?
Well, you see, I share a flat with other actors, and they've all gone home to their respective parents.
All right, and where's yours?
My parents? Derby. Last I heard of them. We didn't get on. So, I thought I'd just come over here and drink it all in.
Aye, well, there'll be no shortage of people here drinking it all in and throwing it all up.
Look, I suppose it'll be the traditional Christmas for you. Home with the wife and the children and Father Christmas and the turkey and the trimmings and the presents. Do you have lots of children, or maybe just a few?
If you're trying to find out if I'm a prod or a tig, you can forget it.
A what or a what?
So what's this film about, then?
It's set in Megaberry Prison.
You mean Megabry?
Yes, Megabry. It's about the confrontations between the Loyalist and Republican prisoners.
And who are you? The prison governor?
No, I'm the head of the Loyalist paramilitaries.
What? Do you not think you might need to do a bit of work on the Earl accent?
I have a few vowel sounds, and I've been told it doesn't matter. It's network.
I can't help it, but I'm getting miffed here. It might just matter to all the people here.
If you take the whole of the UK, and then perhaps an American release, and probably a lot of the European sales, then here is only a mere drop in the ocean.
Well, so that's how they see us over here, a drop in the ocean.
Well, you see, the problem is, if you get Belfast actors, no one can understand them. The dialect is too pronounced.
Aye, should we all ever cross the bar?
I'm not speaking to that twat for the rest of the journey.
Get out, you get, or I'll hit you a welt in the gob. Jerry, get down, or I'll slap your lugs. Jerry, get down, or I'll slap your lugs. Slap your lugs. Bit of work. I'll get there. Driver? Driver?
Yes.
Could you drive me past the Falls Road? I just want to see how these loyalists live.
I'll tell you what, mate. I'll lead you off there and you can ask for yourself.
Oh, good God, no. I've heard it's a dreadful place.
A cargo's running by the men, don't even turn his head. says he's busy being Santa Claus tonight. The saddest part of all is knowing if I switch with him, I'd leave him stumbling ragged by the road.
Right, there you go. Bow to me, kid guest.
Yeah, great.
Here, sign us, Doc.
Right. Could you suggest anywhere for a pint of Guinness?
Aye, well, the Shankill Road is not far. You can go and see how the Republicans live.
Oh, cheers. Well, thanks. Bye.
There's something about characters like that that brings out the worst in you.
Follow that taxi in front, will you?
Are you trying to be funny?
For God's sake, mister, don't care how much it costs. Just follow that red Ford Sierra.
Go for it, eh? I've always wanted to do it.
Here, I've seen you before somewhere, haven't I?
Just don't take a ride in that taxi for 1 minute.
Or am I wrong, but is that not your woman with the husband that Big Damien's wee sister was seeing? What is he state, remember? Oh, bloody is. Why me?
Stop!
Oh, God, it is Woolsey Street. Jeez.
Wait here. So you were only going for a wee quiet pint, were you?
Eileen.
What are you doing knocking this door?
I was just calling to see this woman who'd advertised dogs for sale. I was going to get one for Christmas. But just as I knocked the door, I was thinking to myself it was a bad idea because, to tell you the truth, I'm not really very struck on dogs myself. Why don't we just go back into the taxi, huh?
Drive, will you? Should I drive or does that bastard get us comeuppance, eh?
Duck, love. Maybe we should get a wee dog.
No, no, it's a bad idea, love. Not with the old roads and everything. Drive, will you? Drive.
You're lucky it's Christmas, mate.
Who was it, Julie?
Nobody. It's just a taxi at the wrong address.
It was Santa, my wife. Calling to tell you that I love you.
You stay in there. I need a bit of air.
But are you all right, love?
Yes, fine. God, it's him. It is.
Who are you waving at?
What? I wasn't. I was scratching the back of my neck, sweetheart.
Oh, you know, love. Now that you've put it into my head, I would just love a wee puppy.
I don't like dogs, all right?
Then what are you doing sneaking out on Christmas Eve to get one?
I changed my mind.
Well, I haven't. Driver, take me back to that house for a dog.
Right, love.
No, driver. Just take us straight home.
I want a bloody dog.
Well, I don't like the smelly, mangy things.
Then why were you going to get one?
For you. I was doing it for you.
Then what are you arguing about? Come on and get it.
No. Tell you what. If you want a dog, we will get you a dog. And we will not only get you a dog, but we will give you the choice of which dog. Driver, carry Duff Animal Shelter, please.
Oh, listen to the poor homeless wee mice.
Go on, go on. Go and get the smelly mutt if you like.
Any preference?
Just hurry up, will you?
Do you know why I'm getting a dog, mister? To fight that jerk. Because I don't believe for 1 minute he was at that door for a dog. I mean, it's the first time I've heard of anybody going to see a woman about a dog. 10 out of 10 for originality.
And will you just hold on, you two? Do you think I'm just going to sit here and listen to yous using a dumb animal to get at each other and your petty wee pathetic domestic pets? They have a right, same as us, to be treated with respect.
Wait here, will you, driver?
This is a right mess, mate.
I beg your pardon?
You know, you, her, the other one, and her other one. And that dog. Desperate, isn't it?
I don't know what you're talking about, driver.
Nah, it doesn't matter. Sure, I'm just a faceless member of the audience of life's great soap.
Have you been drinking?
No, mate. Reality is unreal enough without adding drink to confuse it.
Oh, my God. She's gone and done it. I don't believe it.
You don't believe it? You should see it from where I'm sitting.
Oh, isn't he lovely? I'm sorry, wee puppy, but I can't do it to you. I can't give you the type of life you deserve.
Right.
You see, I am married to a right moron. He doesn't really give me the life I deserve. Oh. I have all this love to give him, just like you deserve to be loved, and especially on Christmas Eve. But there you are. That's how it is, wee puppy. But someday, somebody will come up here and you will know they will be the right person for you. Just like I thought once.
Will somebody put a sock in her mouth?
Goodbye, wee puppy. And you remember, the reason I'm not taking you is for you. And not for me. Because I don't matter now. Driver, take us home, please.
I think you've made the right decision, love. For the sake of the wee dog. Come here. Give me your hand.
Something wrong? She bit me. She just take a lump out of my hand. Oh.
Bloody army. Nothing better to do on Christmas Eve.
What's happened to that eagle, mate?
He had to make an emergency landing. Army roadblock. But he should be with us soon.
Merry Christmas, you two.
Beautiful.
Couple of years is a right scud, mate. The last one was crying, and these two look like they've just come from a funeral.
It's the effect I have on people.
That's bloody lucky. Wish it were me sitting with my girlfriend in the back of the cab instead of standing here.
Yeah. You should see my girlfriend, mate. She's a real stunner. That's her.
Ah!
We're getting married soon. As soon as I get back from this dump.
All right, take it easy. That's my home you're talking about.
I told her before I left. I says, Debbie, I love you more than anything. And I'd do anything in the world for you.
Aye. Some bastard told me that once.
Sorry?
Aye. So, my love. So am I.
Aye, very good. Listen, can I go now? I have to get these people home.
Oh, don't forget the ooch.
Implanted on my brain. Right, that'll be £15, please, which includes waiting time.
You go in, love. I'll see to this. There you go.
Sure.
You know, I really love her, you know. Let's just... Well, you know what women are like. They're paranoid. We men understand, don't we?
Oh, I sure do. Just a wee word of advice for you. If you're going to dabble, use a bit of imagination. I was buying a dog for you for Christmas.
Listen, I didn't go looking for this situation. It just happened. Oh, wouldn't we all love to be sitting at home at Christmas with a woman we love? But it isn't that easy. Well, good night.
Did I ever strike you about people who are miserable at Christmas?
They have to invent your Christmas as being perfect, so as they can be even more justified in their own Christmas misery. Burdening me with the kind of Christmas they want for themselves, which is the kind of Christmas that would drive me up the walls. Because if this was just any other normal night, all them miserable people would have a bit of normality about their misery. Nah, this is an unacceptable level of misery as far as I can see.
42 here, Myrtle, what have you for me?
42, would you go to Sleepy Hollow Nursing Home and pick up a Mrs. Duffy and take her to the Botanic Guest House? And 42, when you've dropped, there's a Mr. Dunn outside the four and hand going to Finnicky.
Tell him I'm charging extra for the turkey.
What?
Right you be.
Christmas Eve could kill you if you didn't keep your head. Now my Christmas is about me. Tonight, when I finish this run, I go home, I close the front door, pull the phone out of the socket, and I block the whole madness out. And tomorrow morning, I invent a plot for myself. It's a wet Monday morning, and the taxi is broken down, so I stay in bed. Bliss. And then a big treat. I get my novel out, which I have hidden under the pillow the night before, Anna Karenina. I've read it before, so I know I'm going to enjoy it. And I just stay there all day. Just me, lying there with my six-pack, my box of Maltesers, and my Tolstoy. Occasionally staring in awe at the ceiling, overcome by the greatness of literature. Sure, what more could a fellow want? There we go. Sleepy Hollow.
Yes?
Mrs. Duffy.
She's been waiting all night for you.
What? Sure, I only just got the call.
There he is. And me thinking you weren't coming. I'll give you an extra fiver if you let on I'm your mother.
What?
Warden, isn't he looking well?
You can see the family resemblance, all right. In fact, he's a picture of you, Mrs. Duffy.
How are you, Ma?
What have I told you about calling me Ma? I'm your mother.
Oh, sorry. Mother.
Now, say goodbye to the warden.
Right, cheerio now.
You look after your mother now?
Oh, I...
Sorry, son, but I wouldn't please them early just to let them think I'd nowhere to go on Christmas Day.
So you're going to stay in the guest house?
You see, from when I went in there, it suited them to think I had nobody, just so they could class me as one of themselves. Oh, but no fear. I told them my son was a mature student studying to be a doctor, and he had to move away. And it was my choice to move into that bloody place.
Have you no sons?
Why, one that's too busy making money in America to worry about me. And the other one, I signed my house over to him so he would have a few bob when I died. And didn't the bugger get into money difficulties and went and sold it on me. I don't know. You rear them and then they turn their back on you. Don't you ever do that to your mother, son.
She's dead.
Still, no, don't do it on her.
So have you booked this place? The Botanic?
Just the Boxing Day, and then I'll go back there.
Is that a good idea, do you think? You'll be on your own. Oh, what am I saying? After all I've said.
I would rather sit on my own than give them the pleasure of thinking I wasn't wanted. You have to hang on to your wee bit of independence, even if it is lies, son. You learn too when you get like me.
Well, I hope you'll be all right now.
That's certainly a win. You don't come through a depression and a world war and 22 years of this one and still be standing on your pins to worry about staying overnight in a guest house.
Right, true enough.
Thanks for letting me call you, son. The driver that come before you refused. He jumped back into his taxi. I think he thought it was off my head.
A miserable kid.
And them uns up at that home saw him. And their old kissers were starting to look smug about it. So then I just let on that the driver had got the wrong address. And I sat and prayed that the next taxi I phoned, I would get away with it. And then you came. And God was looking down on me, for you've made my Christmas, son. You'll never know how much.
Well, this is it. Botanic Guest House.
Here, son. Take that tenner.
Oh, no. I couldn't do that, Mrs.
Please, son. Sure, what call have I for money? And you've done me the biggest favor anybody could do another human being. Please, son. I have my pride, you know.
Well, thanks, love. You take care now.
Good night, son.
Right, mother. 42 here, picking up outside the four in hand.
No, I know him.
He's out of humpy
head.
Here, happy face. Could you take five?
No, can do.
So look at her. She's only a size of a child. She could sit on her knee.
Come on. No, said.
Look, just watch this. I'm telling you, this'll work. But you see, get in first. Come on. Nat, you have to lie across their knees. Now, big lad, pull your coat over. You won't be up there, right? Now, look at that happy face. Who would know of his five people in this taxi? Not even God himself, eh? Now, here, put that down turkey on top of the coat. Does Nat look just like three people in the back of a taxi carrying a turkey?
Good night, the whole bloody lad of you.
Here comes my turkey. Come on. Get it, that turkey, the corporal.
Spinacky, mate. Here, thank God you didn't take him. I invited them all back to my house after I had a few drinks. And to tell you the truth, a wife would have killed me. But I don't know him from Adam.
Oh, man. Your wife will be waiting on that turkey.
I'm sure it's going nowhere. Here, sorry, I didn't mean to make a turkey joke. Hey, hold on, stop here. I just seen a mate of mine going into Ashley Arms. Here, look, I tell you what, throw us out here and I'll have an hour wee drink before I go home. Sure, one drink will not kill the man, eh?
Right. Oh, hi. That's another one, Evie.
All right, get here. That's Here, mate. Is it me, or is this old bird getting heavier?
Poor woman waiting on her turkey. Men like him shouldn't be allowed out of the house on a Christmas Eve. Reminds me of my dad. He used to go out every Friday night and come home on a Sunday night. He used to come in the door like a wee lamb and apologise and cry and get on. My poor ma, she felt that sorry for him. She could never tell him he was actually doing us all a favour.
42 here, Myrtle. Has 37 left that teething mixture in yet?
Yes, 42. There's a big bottle of it waiting for you.
Magic. On my way to the depot. Jesus, Billy, what's with the Santa costume?
Shut up, Mackers. You're not supposed to know it's me. It's a bloody army. Last year they caught me doing my deliveries and they stopped me and confiscated the whole lot. I'm not kidding you, Mackers. There must have been about 3 gallons of stuff and the bastards must have drunk it because there wasn't one soldier to be seen on Christmas Day. I had customers that were giving me a gyp for near a year over ahead of it. So this year, this is my disguise, eh? Now you tell me, who's going to suspect Santa of carrying a sack full of potkeen on Christmas Eve? Oh, here's your bottle here. It's a fiver, but I'll get it off you again, all right? Yeah. All the best, Mackers, and Merry Christmas, eh? Ho, ho, ho! Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle
bells. Oh, boy, will he be a happy chappy when he sees his potkin.
There you go, handsome. You get that down your neck tonight, and you won't know if you're here in Bradford.
Hey, come on. I know it's great stuff, but there's no need for the amateur dramatics. I've had enough of them for one night.
Thanks, mate.
What's wrong?
One of the lads who's just come on duty, he brought me this letter.
Dear Charlie, hope you are having fun in Northern Ireland. I just want to let you know that I've met someone else that I've fallen
deeply in love with. We met at the Cloak and Dagger the other night. I was just ordering a Pernod and black currant. You know the way I love Pernod and black. Well, anyway, he just looked at me and I just said to myself, how am I going to tell Charlie? You see, I thought about you first. So now you know. But I hope that you might meet a nice Irish girl and settle in Belfast. I have an aunt who lives in Dublin and loves it, so don't despair. Have a lovely Christmas over there, love, and a big kiss to all the lovely Irish people I hope you meet, Debbie. P.S. I've just watched Darby O'Gill and the Little People and Aristotle Daddy's Video Shop video, and somehow I felt closer to you as I wrote this letter, and even a little jealous of you being there.
Oh, God. I'm sorry, mate.
I want to cry. Know that? I just want to cry.
I have to go. Good night, soldier.
Thanks for listening.
It don't cost nothing. I'll see you. Do your head in, wouldn't it? 42 here, Myrtle. What have you for me? I'm thinking of heading home soon. I can't take any more of this Christmas cheer.
42, will you go to the Ashley Arms and pick up Mr. Dunn?
On my way. Third time lucky. Tell you the truth, I'd leave the jerk in the Ashley Arms. But it's his poor wife I'm thinking about. Maybe a clatter of kids waiting on their turkey. And a drunken da falling in the doorway, a turkey that's been beat around the floors of every pub on the Lisburn Road.
Hey, hold up, there's the taxi! Over here, mate! Over here!
Ah, Jesus! That same driver won't take five!
I tell you what, go around, comrades. Now, listen to your first in command. Now, this is a very delicate operation, and it must be carried out with the utmost precision. With no mucking about. Right now, you're a lucky big fella. You stick her up your coat. That's right. Okay, now listen. You slide in the taxi when you get in, half pint, slide on the floor, and Bob's your uncle. Now, don't blow us. Do you get me? Because I know I'm spent.
Okay, here we go.
Hey, mate, Spinacci, and these things here's all my old muckers.
Yeah.
Here, does your wife know you're bringing them home?
None of your business. Right, everybody, I need to get. Come on, that's the way. Mind it. I'm on my leg.
I'm getting in the front because I'm paying, all right?
Right out. What? Think I'm some sort of an easy day.
What's the problem, mate?
The problem is that there's a pair of stiletto heels sticking up my trouser leg.
You heard what he said. Out the fryer, tuck a lot of you. Come on, Jim.
Right, you, I'm taking you home.
Yeah, remind me not to be going on any reconnaissance and reckoning on. Joining the British intelligence with that lad, eh?
You don't give up, do you?
Listen, mate, that was your idea. I don't even know them, you know. Oh, yeah, mate, look, I'll just put my head on your shoulder a wee minute there in the house driving. And I'll be all right in a minute.
Oh, this is called charity work.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. What'd you get? This is you.
Oh, here. Oh, great. Here, mate. You wouldn't ring my bell for us, would you?
Hello, love.
Drop dead. Here, just give me that turkey.
You're over a wee cracker, eh? Look at that.
I want you all to take a good look. Take a look at what calls itself a father. Look, you see it? That heap of... the pay a crop that lies before you is supposed to be a man. Well, let me tell you all. All yous that's too afraid to come out their front doors, to get out their curtains. Come on out and get an egg safe seat. Now that specimen was in a glass tube, he'd have a crowd round him. There was never another bastard like him. Where were you every night when my nerves were shattered by that TV? Listen to them kids screaming and crying for bloody toys that I have to go into debt and danger for. Oh, you couldn't bear to listen, so you walked out. Where can I walk to? I tell you, down that bloody town, looking alone, that I'll be paying some greedy pig for until next Christmas. Cleaning up dirt in a hospital to buy a bloody mountain bike so as not to disappoint my child. Where were you, eh? Oh, I heard you to the kids. Santa's coming, so he is. Well, he is coming, all right. But what is Santa bringing me, eh? A bloody year of debt and depression and wondering if you're going to come home with anything more than a bloody drunken gormless gub on you. Stay there, all flipping night in the gutter where you belong.
Forgive me, love. I know not what I've done. That's not a joke, love.
You'd better come in. Your children are crying for you.
I swear to you, love, I'll never do this again.
If I had a fiver for every time you said that, I could have bought the whole street mountain bikes with the bloody mountains to go with them.
I couldn't help it, driver. These past 2 months has been a murder picture in that house. I couldn't sit in there every night listening to them kids. Want. Every time an advert come on the TV, I couldn't stick at me. I knew I couldn't do nothing for them. I haven't worked in 5 years, you see. Well, I had to get away. I had to get out. She doesn't understand that. Sure, who does? Here, you know something? Last Saturday night, Dazzy Black from down the street there had a few drinks on him, and he bucked the TV out the window. 5 floors up he was, just because he couldn't hack it either. I'd do the same thing myself, son. And that damn thing's not paid for. You see, as soon as it is, hit that window along with Dazzy. And then maybe I get some bloody normality about this place. My Christmas. Here. How much do you?
Keep it.
No. No fear. A man has to hang on his pride to a very last. Nobody could take that away, son.
All right. 270.
270? I thought it was 180.
It's time and a half after midnight.
Huh?
70, 70, 70, 70, 40, 60, 180.
Would you take £2?
Aye.
Thanks, mate. Here, Mrs. Merry Christmas.
Hi. Yeah? Merry Christmas.
42, will you go to St. Anne's Cathedral and pick up a Mrs. Duffy?
Look, it's yourself. Mother.
What's that you said?
Remember me. I'm your son.
Ach, dear, bless us all, I remember now.
Back to the guest house, then.
Hold on. I'm waiting for my son.
Another one?
Well, when I got to the guest house, there was people looking at me and feeling sorry for me, so I got to work.
And found another son.
I didn't have. Oh, he's lovely, too. So we're saying that he's here on holiday, and he brought his mother to the guest house for a wee treat, for on no account was she to stand over a cooker on Christmas Day.
And what's keeping him?
He's signing autographs.
I've never had to sign anyone's arm before.
Yeah,
it's the pineapple man. DeMonte. Is this for real or what?
Coming now, Mother.
I just love his accent. Oh, I wish I could bring him up to the home. That'd soon make them choke on their comp plan.
Aye, he looks better than me.
An actor? Just my good fortune.
Ah, oh, now. So, Balsanic guest house, please.
Sorry, mate. You can't get down there. Suspect vehicle.
These people are staying in the Botanic guest house.
Not tonight. Bomb disposal. Haven't even arrived yet.
Oh, God.
Oh, but son, I have to get there. I've nowhere else to go.
Oh, this is bloody ridiculous. It's Christmas.
Not bloody down there.
Here, let me speak to someone in charge. Bloody tourist.
What?
If there is a bomb in that car, it will blow you up the same as it would blow me up. It doesn't discriminate. Explosives are great, our levelers, mate.
Shut up! But all my things are in there. My passport, my wallet, my script. Oh, my God, I need my script. What if they blow up my script? I haven't even learned my lines yet.
God,
God,
all them lies about sons. It's all my fault.
Should have phoned her. Who? Debbie. My Debbie.
Bloody terrorists. They've got no respect.
Yeah, and remember, you will be one of them next week.
What's that?
No. Oh, no, that means that I'm an actor.
You silly punk, and I'm playing a part.
No, it's just a joke.
I'm paid for telling all those lies.
I'm not of you. Be all right.
But where can I go?
You dab.
Well, that's Belfast for you.
Oh, yes.
Bloody plano and black what's on it.
I haven't even a knife.
Oh, God, transport me home, will you?
Oh, look, soldier. Right, private, let's sort this out. Act accordingly and stop all of these histrionics. Now, let's sum up. Myself and this lady cannot get into the place where we are staying. So, therefore, it is a matter of great urgency that we, her and I, find accommodation. So can you help, soldier?
No!
She said that she loved me. That's why all this is so confusing.
Daniel, I'm no lady. I'm your mother, remember.
God, take me home to Wimbledon.
If I see him, I'll kill him. Kill him, I will.
I've got to get back into that house. Yes, I spent a great deal of expense. I've come here a week early. I'm trying to find a plot. I'm trying to work myself into it, and I'm going bloody mad. Now, if you don't give me a knife, give me my script, I'm going to report you to the chief or something.
Stop! All of you, stop. I will sort this out. Because that is the sort of mad dog I am. Look, it is Christmas Eve, and you are not going to get into that guest house or nowhere else for that matter tonight. So I suggest you come home with me, and we'll find some sort of a bed for you, all right?
Good God! That is very decent of you.
Honest to God, son. Will your wife mind?
I don't have one.
Your mother?
She's dead, remember?
Oh!
So you would have been spending Christmas on your own anyway.
Yes.
Ah, well then, isn't this a blessing in disguise? Ah, God's been good to all of us this night. For here we all are with each other, and nobody will be on their own.
Mm-hmm. Aye.
Well, whenever you're ready, driver, I am.
Sounds like you're all going to have a really nice time. Good night.
Glory to God, in the highest. Oh, come, let us adore him. Oh, come, let us adore him.
him. Oh, come let us adore him, Christ the Lord.
Good man, that's the spirit.
Right. Well, there you go. The Macker's health is
charming.
Oh, what's wrong? I know it's not the Europa, but it has four walls, a roof, and hot and cold running water.
Oh, no. It's just I'm so happy. What more could an old woman want than this? Spending Christmas Eve with her two sons.
Oh, ma'am.
I'll just go and make us all a nice wee cup of tea. Yeah?
Right. You want to know something, driver?
No, you're all right. Ain't no enough to do me.
No, no, seriously. Secretly, I was dreading being alone on Christmas Eve. And I know you must have been. And as for our mother in there, we were brought together here tonight, and it restores my faith in humanity. Because although I know we don't know each other, but then strangers are only friends we haven't met.
Oh, no. Why me? You want to know something? You see, if you're not careful, Christmas Eve could kill you.
And Christmas Eve can kill you when you're trying to hitch a ride to anywhere.
In Christmas Eve Can Kill You by Mary Jones, Mackers was played by Tim Lone, Merton by Mary Jones, Mr. Dunn and Daniel DeMont by Dan Gordon, Julie by Emma O'Neill, and Mrs. Duffy by Barbara Adair. The Deceiver was played by Ian McElhenney, Mrs. Deceived by Paula McFetridge, and The Soldier by Richard Orr. Other parts were played by members of the cast. The carols were sung by the choir of Lagan College, and the play was directed in Belfast by Pam Brighton.